More Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Serving second chances, that's the mantra of Life's Kitchen. It's a nonprofit that has taught culinary and life skills to more than 900 young adults over the past two decades. Along with 575,000 hours of job training in the kitchen, Life's Kitchen also cooks meals at their restaurant. They also cook for more than 1 million people in need. Well, now the organization has been recognized by the Jacques Pepin Foundation, which was created by the Master Chef to support free culinary and life skills training through grants to community organizations all over the country. Joining us today is Tammy Johnson, the Executive Director of Life's Kitchen. Tammy, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So, Tammy, for folks who aren't familiar with Life's Kitchen, tell us a little bit about your organization.
Bet. So we provide training, workforce development training for those that are 16 to 24 years old, which is that opportunity youth gap that kind of find themselves not in school or maybe not working or couch surfing. And we do that through using our commercial kitchen and the workforce development and then life skills as well as a full GED program.
Okay. So you also help, as we said, you know, young people learn culinary skills as well as life skills. I want to start with the culinary skills and the food. What kind of training do you provide and how long is the program?
So the program is 16 weeks. And in that 16 weeks, they spend a full 670 hours in the program. And about 80% of that time is either in the back of the house, the front of the house, as a line cook, catering. And as you mentioned in the beginning, one of the things we have is a restaurant. So that's part of their training. So we're open to the public Monday through Friday from 7 to 2, which helps with their training. We're professional caterers. That's one of our businesses that helps support the program. And so they go out on catering or they're helping our culinary trainer prepare that catering. They do the hotline. So they're working with our chef on the hotline to help prepare that food for the restaurant.
So let's talk about the life skills aspect of it. What kind of things do you teach in that department?
And that's a great question, because that's really one of the reasons that Rory founded Life's Kitchen. Was she was finding those when she hired in a restaurant that lacked basic skills like financial literacy, how to get insurance for your car, how to rent an apartment. So we offer those life skills along with healthy relationships, how to understand each other. Sometimes they do fun things like calligraphy. So it's all sorts of life skills that they may not otherwise receive that helps them continue to move forward and gain confidence and become independent.
So I know you mentioned, you know, the young folks who come to work at Life's Kitchen, but can you talk to us about some of the young people who have come through the program?
Yeah, pretty amazing young adults, let me tell you. So they come from all different kinds of backgrounds. They've either been in juvenile detention, they've been in foster care, or they've aged out of foster care. Some have great supportive family, but school is just not where they feel comfortable. And so that's nice having that full GED program so they can get their GED as well as gain some workforce development. They have social anxiety. We have, like many others, have seen an increase in the mental health challenges they've had over the last couple of years. So we see a little bit of everything.
So let's talk a little bit more about the restaurant itself. It's on Fairview Avenue in Boise. What kinds of things do you serve up there?
So we serve up our traditional hamburger and french fries, which has been around for 20 years now. And then different sandwiches like chicken sandwich, a turkey sandwich. We have salads like Cobb salad. We have one of our favorite things that happens every week, which is called the Community Creation. And that is actually created by one of our young adults in tangent with our chef that's on the line. And they create that. And it's a community creation that we put as a special every week. We have French fries. We have Reuben sandwiches, blue cheese hamburgers, anything that your little tummy might want. You might want to come see us.
Okay. And you mentioned catering, Tammy, and I have to say, I've been to events where Life Kitchen has catered. They've been very delicious. So I'm assuming too, can students then learn about kind of that side of the business, that catering business aspect.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, that's one of the important sides of the business. So we have a culinary trainer who is our chef instructor who does our training on that side of it in the back of the house, but we also have a catering manager. So each of our young adults are required to do, during the 16 weeks they're here, do 6 caterings. So they will help either pass appetizers, do buffets, do plated dinners, whether that be in our banquet room at Life's Kitchen or going out into the community. So they do get to learn that full aspect of the catering side.
Well, I just have a couple of minutes left with you, and I really want to talk about this grant that you were awarded. First, how did you get involved with the Jacques Pepin Foundation?
Well, it's an amazing grant, number one, and we were looking for new opportunities, and the Jacques Pepin came up, and we applied, and, you know, in a lot of ways, our missions are very close. We want to use the commercial kitchen to develop those workforce skills as well as gain that confidence, and so we feel very privileged that we were provided that grant to help our young adults continue on and also be able to get into there. We also got membership to be able to get into their videos and their culinary training, which will help our chefs provide more training for our young adults.
So what's next for Life's Kitchen, Tammy?
You know, we're still growing. You know, we've been here 3 years in May in our new facility, which was, like you said, on Fairview, it's the old Marie Callender's. We've gone from having about 9 kids in our program to now we're at 12 to 14. We've increased our social enterprises, which is, you know, our catering at our restaurant, which helps the program. So we want to continue to grow. We want to continue to help our young adults and increase that, the bandwidth that we have in the community to help them grow and be contributing members in our community. They're just great kids and they just need some help and support moving forward.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.